You know, looking at April reminds me how when I was little, and I used to be in our neighborhood called the Mohalla, that you can see in the book. You know, all kinds of entertainment we would receive. There would be those people that come in and from Gujarat, a group of women with beautiful skirts, all colorful, and short up to here with the silver anklets up there, and very colorful dupatta and odni and all that, and little brass pots on their head with the greenery inside, particular leaves and things and all. And if you call them to your place and ask them to sing, they do this traditional folk song and dance, but you have to give them a name. Whose name shall they insert in the song? It's called Garba, a traditional Gujarat, of Gujarat, the song. So, of course, I quickly go up the steps of my house, but very proud, and hope everybody was seeing me, and that I was telling them to sing. And I would say, Mehe Baba. And these women, not knowing about Mehe Baba, but she did it from the heart. Mehe Baba de Mada Karamanandayane. And in around and that. The most difficult part was when it was over and you had to step down. Same thing happened at Christmas time, the band would come, you know. And you had to give them 8 annas, which was a lot in those days. And I'd quickly go up the steps and wait. And then the marvelous part is you recognize the band. Oh, that's the milkman. That's the tailor.
Oh.
That's the milkman. Pawala. That's the son. And the marvelous part is they'd get the costumes. They had to pay for the costumes too and try and make, you know. So some of them, the costumes were very tight and the sleeves would go up till here. And some of them were up till here. Which is, reminds me about my last little story. When Baba was giving darshan and Guru Prasad in the big hall, enormous hall where many hundreds could fit in, and because they were also on the veranda, they were also in the side room, and people came. The time when Baba allowed anyone to come, well, anyone could bring their friends, anyone who heard of him could come, anyone could step in from the road. There was this one man, a friend of Baba, who came in, and he was a gents tailor. He could make suits and pants and very well known, very good. And he was famous in, at least that's what he said. So he sat before Baba and he just fell for Baba. I mean, that he didn't want to leave, he didn't want. So he stood by himself at the corner of the Guru Prasad building, and when all had gone, he rushed to where Erich was on the other side of the men's thing, and said, please allow me to make a coat. You know, I'm the best gents tailor in Pune, and I want to make a coat for Baba. Can I do it? Sure, you can do it. But then you'll need measurements. You kidding? I need measurements. I am the best gents tailor in town. I give one look at a person and I know what their size is. You telling me? Okay. Yeah, but you need the material. No, I've seen the color. I don't need anything. I only need permission, right? Right, go. That man went, got the material, and he stitched all night. The next day he brought. And he very humbly offered it to Eric. Said, oh, he said, really like it, really well. Nervous as if he's going to be on the stage.
Yeah.
And Baba puts it on. It's sent inside by Gaur's hand. And then Baba puts it on. And we can't help giggling. Baba looks in a very funny coat because it's so big. But the sleeves are coming down here. And Baba's waiting. We've seen that in Seven Dwarfs when Dopey was doing that. We're trying. And Baba's got such a twinkle in his eye. And he said, sort of looked around and said, look, see what I have to do for love's sake? See what I got to do? See? And, okay, it was all done, folded again, right.
And he came when he was called. He came earlier, but he waited outside. And then the time that he was allowed to come, he rushed to Eretz. And he said, how did he like it? Did he wear it? Yes, yes, yes. Now, just calm down, brother. Just be calm. But did it fit him? Well, oh, I knew. It's too tight for him. Tight, says Eretz. You crazy? This is too loose for him. So next, then he saw Baba. And he said later to Eretz, he said, you know, the first time when I saw Baba, oh, he looked so big. So I was afraid the coat was tight. You know, even the pockets came on the knees. Poor Baba. Poor Baba walking like this.
Tex Hightower's story about that coat he made for Baba in Myrtle Beach?
Yeah, you please tell.
Well, I can't remember the whole thing at all, but the very funny part is that either Baba asked him or he requested to make a coat for Baba, and Baba said fine, one way or the other, it was yes. He searched and he found a beautiful cream, whitish, creamish, lightweight wool or some very beautiful fabric, and he made the coat and he gave it to Baba. And I don't think Tex saw Baba wear the coat, but as Baba was leaving Myrtle Beach, he was going up the stairway to the airplane, small airplane in Myrtle Beach or Wilmington or something, and Baba turned around. He was wearing the coat. Tex saw him wearing the coat, and Baba turned around up high at the airplane, and he's going like this.
No pocket.
No pocket. That's the only thing he saw in Tex. No, he can't say anything. He's Baba's so funny. He just sees Baba going like this.
No pockets. Can you
imagine? And I think Tex even said there's a movie of it.
Yeah.
Before he lies for all time.
Oh, Baba had to have two big pockets there. And sometimes, we would see him bring out a paper from this pocket, look at it, very seriously, and then put it in the other pocket. We never could fathom why. But we knew it was his work and what we were doing. Okay, 5-1. Jai Baba.